World War II Memorial, the first national memorial to honor the 16 million members of the armed forces who served in World War II, to the 400,000 who died, and to those who supported the war efforts at home. It was dedicated in 2004. World War II began in 1939 in Europe, and the U.S. entered the war in 1941 after the attack on Pearl Harbor. The war was fought in two fronts, Pacific and Atlantic, and officially ended in 1945. This memorial continues America's story of striving for freedom and individual rights in recognition that sacrifice made. It also celebrates the American spirit, national unity, and victory. Located between the Lincoln Memorial and Washington Monument, the materials used were bronze and granites, and construction was started in September 2001 and completed in May 2004. The architect was Frederick St. Florin. The memorial has a Freedom Wall, water features, Atlantic and Pacific pavilions, 56 pillars, and bronze panels. Freedom Wall. The 4,000 gold stars on Freedom Wall pays tribute to the 400,000 Americans who died. Why gold stars? During World War II, the gold star was a symbol of a family's loss and sacrifice. Note, a blue star in the center of a red border, white rectangle showed that a family member was serving his country. Water features. The central water feature in the middle is called the Rainbow Pool. Smaller fountains are located near the base of the pavilion. The inscriptions at the base of the pavilion fountains mark key battles of war. On the Pacific, Pearl Harbor and Iwo Jima. On Atlantic, Normandy and Battle of the Bulge. And Pacific pavilions. Twin pavilions, Atlantic and Pacific, each 43 feet tall and symbolizes that the war was fought across the oceans. Each pavilion has four bronze columns with four large American eagles and has a suspended wreath of laurels that memorialize the victory of World War II. These laurels symbolize U.S. victory. In addition, all who served received the World War II Victory Medal, and this emblem adorned the pavilion's floors. Inlaid on the floors of the pavilions are World War II Victory Medal emblem, surrounded by the years 1941-1945, and the words Victory by Sea, Victory by Land, and Victory by Air. 56 pillars surround the memorial. 56 granite columns represent the 56 states and territories at time of war. They are bound together with thick bronze rope. This thick rope represents the togetherness of the United States and the nation. State and territory are represented by a column and arranged by when they entered the Union. Each is adorned with an arsenal of democracy and the inscription of the state or territory's name on it. The arsenal of democracy is a bronze wreath of oak and wheat on each of the memorial's pillars, symbolizing the nation's industrial and agricultural strength, both of which were essential in World War II. There are two wreaths on each pillar, one on each side. Bronze panels, flagpole, quotes, and other information. There are 24 bronze panels, 12 bronze panels representing the Atlantic, and 12 representing Pacific Front. These panels are located on each side of Memorial or Ceremonial Entrance on 17th Street near the Washington Monument, and shows Americans overseas and at home. The flagpole bases are made of granite and bronze, are adorned with military service seals of the Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Army Force, Coast Guard, and Merchant Marine. There are several quotes inscribed along the walls. Kilroy was here, accompanied by a cartoon drawing of a man looking over a wall, was a popular piece of graffiti drawn by American troops in the Atlantic Theater and then later in the Pacific Theater. Came to be a universal sign that the American soldiers had come through an area and left their mark.
The Vietnam Women's War Memorial, also known as the Nurses Memorial, to honor all the women who served the Vietnam War, for they supported the soldiers with supplies, spirit, and medicine. It also pays tribute to the 8 nurses whose names are on the Vietnam Wall because they too died during the Vietnam War. It begins 1959 and ended in 1975. About 11,000 women were stationed in Vietnam during the war, and about 90% of them were nurses from the Army, Navy, and Air Force. Many of these women were in their 20s. The memorial's multi-figure bronze statue was sculpted by Glenna Goodacre. It was dedicated on Veterans Day, November 11, 1993. The statue depicts 3 uniformed soldiers who are nurses helping a wounded soldier. One nurse comforts the soldier while another kneels for thought or prayer as she holds a helmet, and the third nurse looks to skies for help from the medical helicopter or perhaps a higher power. It has 8 yellow wood trees behind the sculpture represent the 8 women who died, and names are on the Vietnam War. Well, these trees also pays a living tribute to them. The memorial location is set back from wall, almost making a triangle with the Vietnam Wall and 3 servicemen statue and flagpole. Juniper bushes frame a border around the memorial, as you recall from the Korean Memorial. Junipers are represented through rough terrain. Something you think about in the first design, the helmet was supposed to be a baby. Why might that not be the emotion that they wanted to evoke? The names of the nurses were 2nd Lieutenant Carol and Elizabeth Drasba, Captain Eleanor Grace Alexander, 2nd Lieutenant Pamela Dorothy Donovan from Alston, Massachusetts, Lieutenant Annie Ruth Graham, 2nd Lieutenant Elizabeth Ann Jones, 1st Lieutenant Hedwig Diane Orlsky, 1st Lieutenant Sharon Ann Lane. Air Force Army, only one person, Captain Mary Theresi Klinker.
Next, I will talk about the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. The reason why we go to the Vietnam Wall is because we would like to recognize and honor the men and women who served in the Vietnam War from 1959 to 1975. 58,272 names are listed on the wall for each who died or remain missing. Names have been added on the wall since. The Vietnam Wall originated as a need to heal the nation's wounds as Americans struggled to reconcile different moral and political points of views on war. Also, the design of the wall was conceived to make no political statement whatsoever about the war. The Vietnam Veterans Memorial was constructed in March 1981 and was finished in October 1981. Maya Lin built this memorial and was a 20-year-old student when she won the contest to design the memorial. The memorial has 2 arms of wall, the east and the west. The west panel points to the Lincoln Monument, and the other one, the east panel, points to the Washington Monument. The names are listed in order from when each person died or was declared missing. No name on the wall is meant to appear any more meaningful or important than other names on the wall. When at the memorial, visitors rub names of people they know. On the names of the wall, there may be a diamond or a cross. The diamond indicates that they were confirmed as killed in action. On the other hand, the cross indicates that the person is missing in action or became missing during war. If you notice a circle around the cross, this means that the serviceman has returned alive. At least 25,000 of those killed were 20 years old or younger. They are also currently trying to build an education center. It's an underground facility near the memorial that will help tell the stories of the Vietnam War. As a school, we'll be searching for the names on the wall. Remember that the west panel is the one that points to the Lincoln Memorial, and the east panel points to the Washington Memorial. First, there is Roger Brown. He is at the 19th west panel, line 43. I recommend you write this down. There's a long list. Anyways, we will also be looking for nurses from the Women's Memorial. There's Sharon Ann Lane, 23 west panel, line 112. There is Pamela Donovan, 52 west panel, line 43. She is from Alston, Massachusetts. Annie Graham, 48 west panel, line 12. Mary Klinker, 1st west panel, line 122. Carol Ann Drasba, 5th east panel, line 46. Elizabeth Ann Jones, 5th east, line 47. Eleanor Alexander, 31st east panel, line 8. And Hedwig Orlowski, 31st east panel, line 15.
Three Servicemen Statue and Flagpole. This statue was created because veterans were unhappy with the placement of the memorial. They felt that the Vietnam Wall was below ground level and hidden from the view, and the color hinted at a feeling of shame. The wall also angered many veterans who felt that it did not convey the heroism, patriotism, and honor they valued. Some veterans also thought the wall focused too much on death. The Vietnam War started on September 26, 1959, and ended in 1975. Frederick Hart was sculptor, and these statues are bronze and were built from 1982 to 1984. It was dedicated on Veterans Day, November 11, 1984. There are dog tags in boots. These dog tags provide information about the soldier. The statue has a 60-foot flagpole, and on its base, it had five branches of the military with their symbol: Air Force, Coast Guard, Marine Corps, Navy, and Army. Also, inscribed on these base are the words, "This flag represents the service rendered to our country by the veterans of the Vietnam War." The flag affirms the principles of freedom for which they fought and their pride in having served under difficult circumstances. The Three Servicemen Memorial shows three young diverse soldiers from war standing proudly, made to show the thin line between the youth of soldiers and the sacrifice they made. The three soldiers are white, black, and Hispanic to show diversity of the men in war. The men are wearing Vietnam War uniforms and could be from any branch of the U.S. military at the time. Interpretations of the work vary widely. Some say the troops have the thousand-yard stare of a combat soldier. Others say the troops are on patrol and begin looking for their own names or a fellow soldier as they come upon the memorial because it appears as if they are looking at the Vietnam Wall. And some say they are honoring and watching over their fellow troops.
Korean War Veterans Memorial. This memorial honors the American soldiers who served during the Korean War from 1950 to 1953, and it kept communist North Korea from taking over South Korea. During the Korean War, 54,000 Americans died and 8,000 soldiers were MIA, missing in action. The memorial was built in 1984 and finished in 1988. Frank Gaylord was the lead sculptor of these stainless steel statues. President Bill Clinton and President of the Republic of Korea, Kim Il-sung, dedicated the memorial on July 27, 1995. As you walk toward the memorial, the granite on the ground is engraved with names of the 22 countries of the United Nations that sent troops or gave medical support to South Korea. Originally, the design was to have 38 soldiers, but there was not enough space, so they made 19 soldiers, and with the highly polished surface of the wall, adjacent to the statues, it reflected all 19 soldiers, thus producing the 38 soldiers. These 19 soldiers represent a squad on patrol, and it has members of the U.S. Air Force, Army, Marines, and Navy. These men are also from various ethnic backgrounds. The windblown ponchos recall harsh weather. The oblong rocks represent the physical and mental obstacles they faced. The mirror images reflect 38 soldiers, representing 38th parallels. The juniper bushes reflect the rugged terrain. Reflecting pools and pool of remembrance. Reflecting pool has the quote, "Freedom is not free." Adjacent to the pool of remembrance are the numbers of those killed, wounded, MIA, or POW.